You know, the constant thing on my mind from one Sunday to the next Sunday, Lord, what would you have for me to preach? Lord, I don't know what to say. Lord, I just don't know what to read. Knowing he's never let me down, but I find myself trying to muster up something on my own. And something that I would muster up, it wouldn't be worth you listening at. So, I still study and pray. This morning, about the time I woke up, there's passages of scripture in my heart. And when I got up and looked into it, why, yeah, that's what it was. And so we're going to share it with you today. Want to do my best to bring a message from the Word of the Lord. Cut chapter of Isaiah, the great prophet of old, prophesied about a time that me and you would look at face to face. Cut chapter said, "And in that day thou shalt say, Praise the Lord. I will praise thee, though thou wast angry with me. Thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy, shall ye draw water out of the well of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, Praise the Lord. Call upon his name. Declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitants of Zion. For great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee." I can remember a time that the Lord was angry with me and things had changed. But you know what he said? He said, declare his doings among the people. Make mention of things that he has done. And as I read in the Word of God, and I find a many, many, many things. So many things that we couldn't even not number. The great things that the Lord has done in our midst. He said, it's known in all the earth, the great things that the Lord has done. The Bible said, that there was a day that he said to the disciples, he said, I must need to go down in another place. He said, there was a little woman, a Samaritan. He said, and she's down there. She's lost. And I need to go down there. And they went on down. And he sat down on the well for this little woman. He knew that she would come, but to draw water, because she was thirsty. But he began to talk to her, and he began to say to her, and he said, and she asked her for a drink. She said, how is it that thou being a Jew ask thou something of me? She said, for the Jews, she said, I'm a Samaritan, and the Jews don't have no dealings with me. Boys, I'm glad that he died, I can declare his doings among the people. I'm glad today because she said the well is deep. She didn't know he would give her something that was greater than the well of Jacob. make mentions of his doings. The world has grown away from declaring his doings among the people. Today, I thought back of the many, many things that we talked about, the things that he done for Paul and Silas there in prison. I thought about there. We could even make mention of that. How that he done excellent things among the people. And there he went. He saw the disciples and they were in trouble. They were a great storm up on the sea. And he was lonely. He went unto them walking on the sea. What a wonderful, excellent thing he done. Peter said, if thou be the Son of Man, bid me come unto thee. He said, come. Stretched out his hand. Peter, I began to walk on the sea and go to him. He walked on the sea. Is that not mentioned many, many times in our services? I have still been declared today the wonderful things that he has done. You know, my mind, I went back to the time, one time, I was lost. I was sinking in the quicksand of sin. I was lost. I knew I was lost. The highlights of my life, I thought about among the good things that the Lord had done for me, the highlights of my life. One time I found a wife. That was the greatest thing I'd ever seen. And then the baby come along. And there was another highlight in my life. I realized that I was still lost and undone, sinking in the quicksand of sin. In that, you hear people say, I was on cloud nine. You've heard that, ain't you? Well, I was on cloud nine. Having a wife, change. Having a baby, change. But I was still lost and I was undone. I was still troubled. And I realized, they would most likely follow the footsteps of my life. I was on cloud nine. Boy, I tell you, one day when Jesus called for me, I declare the good things that he has done in my life. Whenever he reached down and pulled me out of the quicksand of sin, I established my goings in him. I was on cloud ten. Traveling on. I had come from cloud nine to cloud ten. Whenever I joined the church, I was on cloud ten. And whenever he reached down one day and he called me to carry his word, I was still on cloud ten. The little girl we brought into this world, I give her heart to Jesus. That took me to cloud 11. Because the whole household was saved and her name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Because Dad heard the voice of heaven and obeyed and come and got saved. Started out on our journey. I could go on and on and on to tell you the excellent things that Jesus had done. What did he say? He said to make mention his doings among the people. Listen, he done nothing but good. And we're still on cloud 11. Boy, let me tell you, I want to tell you this. I'm a fixin'. I listen to drop off on cloud 12. I listen, whenever the Lord said that there is enough. Whenever he said this, there is enough. I want you to come up here and live with me. You talk about now we're on cloud 12, representing the 12 apostles, which become the 12 judges. Brother, listen, you talk about I come from cloud 9 to cloud 12, safely saved, stepping on the cloud to be with Jesus through the doorway of death. I will step up on the cloud to be with Jesus and go for the place that he went away to prepare for me. He said to shout aloud. I don't know what I'd be doing that day. Well, I don't know. When I begin to see Jesus, and shake his hand, I want to fall down and praise his name. I'm glad to praise his name today. Because that day, on cloud 12, I can see all the family that's accepted the Lord. Now, if some of my family choose to go the wrong way, I won't miss. I won't miss the ones that get in there. So listen, looking back on the things that Jesus done, I went to the cross, bled and died, to pay for our journey, to step out of this world, and to step out on a cloud of glory. Brother, I'll be in the presence of the holy angel. I'll be in the presence of the apostles. I'll be in the presence of the one I got acquainted with here. I can remember even this church here, Joe, David, and all the ones that went on and stepped out of the earth on a cloud of glory. The 12th cloud. I'll be home free. Amen. There's not another cloud to step on. I won't have to worry about it. Make mentions of his doings. And I thought about the things that he brought me from. Out of the quicksand of sin. He reached away down. Blow the bottom. And establish my goings in him. I ain't a home yet. I've not arrived, but I'm on my way.
Amen.
And I intend to make my journey. I don't want to miss the next cloud.
Amen.
Had never thought about that I'd ever preach on the ninth cloud and take it to 12. Thank you, Lord. But never thought about it before. But we're saved. Whatever we do will have a great bearing on the ones that's coming up behind us and looking at us. I told my daughter at a very early age she wanted to play ball. That was a thing in her life. I ain't got a problem with that. But when you do that, you make your own choice. When it comes time for the house of God, I'll be the house of God. You have to get your own way to the ball field. You'll have to get your own way to going wherever you're going. Nothing wrong with it, except you have to make a choice of what you want out of life. And I give her a chance to make a choice. Man, I was still on cloud 10. When she come to me, she said, Daddy, I made my decision. She said, I want to be in church. I want to be the house of God with you. That put me on happy ground. If I said no, I'd just tell me, you just go ahead. I'll go with you. They won't miss me at church. She'd most likely have strayed, most drifted on out into the wilds of the world. But we have to make a stand sometimes. We have to make a choice. If we make the right choice, I'm glad I made that choice. For me and my house, we will serve the Lord. For me and my house, I want us to be together on cloud 12. We'll all be safely saved. Jesus will be there. Can you imagine at the great marriage supper of the Lamb? I want to be there. And I want to thank Him for coming to the earth and doing great miracles and excellent things. The Bible said, it is known in all the earth. You go wherever you can go to throughout this whole United States and ask them, and they know the cold-hearted sinner. They know that there was a man come from heaven, bled and died for the sins of the world. Listen, and then one day he took his flight and he went home. Listen, and he said, be of good cheer. I'm coming again. He said, Thomas, I'm going away. But if I go away, I will come again. You talk about it will be him that will take us over the dark rolling tide to cloud 12. I don't know how I got off on all these clouds, but I remember every one of them. What cloud are we on today? Listen, our loved ones is gone. They would say to you, don't worry about me. I'm safely home. You tried to get here. If the house of God stands, be there. If the house of God is where you're fed, you go there. You feast from the Word of God. You do what the Lord said for you to do. Isaiah, he said, there would come a day. He said, the Lord, I was angry with me. But now I will turn and not be afraid because he comforted me. The Lord comforted me through all my troubles, trials, and heartaches. I faced a many, many battle and felt like everybody was against me. That's what the devil wants you to do. The devil will destroy your home. The devil will destroy your Christian life. And he will lead you off to places you don't want to go. He will bring you back when you're ready. And it costs you far more than you want to spend. We need to stay on the battlefield for Jesus. You may have to make choices that you don't want to make. I've had to make choices in my Christian life that I didn't want to make. But being pleased to Jesus and grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, I had to make them. And then stand by it. It's your choice. It's my choice. He won't force nobody to walk up the heavenly highway. He said, come to me, all labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. If your burdens are heavy, he said, my burdens are light. Cast all your cares upon me. I love you. And I'm going away to prepare a place for you. There's a cloud somewhere. Listen, with all the saints waiting for our coming. Won't it be wonderful to walk through the gates and see all your family that's already been gone? But you know what? If we lead our children, our loved ones, our friends down the wrong path, that'd be a bad situation. We better make sure that we lead them in the right road. Preacher, it ain't none of your business what I do. That's what many says. That's right to an extent. But he told me to warn you. And Lord, if I warn them and they get mad at me, then what? For the devil's already mad at you, buddy. So you might as well suck it up and declare his comings. You want to see your loved ones again? Sure. Then get everything you've got to Jesus. Because you're just fixing to step out on another cloud. Man, you would think cloud nine was as high as you could go with a sinner it is. But with the Lord, you got 10, you got 11, and the last one is 12. We will all be together safely on a cloud of glory. He said, my Jesus would come. He left here on a cloud. He'll return on a cloud. Praise the Lord. And that cloud is big enough for me and you. So, if you're just going to hump up and set away on cloud nine, that might be all right for a while. But people are passing, stepping from one cloud to another. I heard Eric preaching one time on the river, and they was a stepping stone. I'd like to step in cloud from one to another. What cloud are you on? Search yourself. Think about it. Am I ready? Lord, am I ready for the next cloud? Time has made a toll on me. And I hope, reading Gary some song, I've been faithful. But the evening sun is setting. Ready. If this boy goes missing, I just stepped out on another cloud. All the loved ones that we've seen leave here, go on. They stepped off on another cloud. Praise the Lamb of God. And we can see them one day. And we'll know them. I believe that I believe I've got the authority to tell you when you get there, you'll know your loved ones. I do. I thought Kathy was the greatest thing that could ever happen to me. But no, I was sinking in the quicksand of sin. But one day, there was a great revival. And I went to that revival. The Lord set it up. He prepared it. He got it ready. Then He called me. I'm thankful that I listened and went to that revival. And then whenever the tug hit my heart to come to an altar, I made that altar and I prayed, Lord, save my soul. Boy, I ain't been the same ever since. I ain't been in the quicksand of sin. I've made mistakes. I've done all kinds of stuff. But I know that I'm still saved and ready to make the crossing. So, while it's time, while we have an opportunity, take advantage of making the right choices through life. I can't make them for you. I can't make them for my daughter. I can't make them for my wife. I couldn't make them for mom and dad. Every man has to work out his own salvation with fear and trembling. Listen, God prepared the church and He made a way, and a lot of little churches sitting idle. You can't get enough people together in them to praise the Lamb of God. You know, a lot of times I think, well, Lord, when I go and there's nobody to preach to, then what? I'll probably just step off on another cloud and be gone. We have a golden opportunity. Don't be down and out and depressed. Look forward. Jesus is fixing to make another change. He told Thomas, He said, I'm coming again. And I'm looking for Him. I don't know about you, but I'm looking for Him. I don't want to stop or slow down until I get the 9 to cloud 12. If I hadn't have come out of the quicksand of sin, and the Lord hadn't established my goings in Him and His and my goings, His goings would me go to church. Me stay in church. Me to back the church. Carry my cross. We'll not miss the ones that's not there. But boy, we sure will have a wonderful day for them that is there. I don't know what we'll do. This one says that, and somebody else says something else. Lord, I tell you what. When I stepped from one cloud to another, and I didn't know what I was doing. But I knew that I had stepped out on another cloud when I made the other cloud. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. When I leave cloud 11, the Bible said, all that are in the graves will come forth. The dead in Christ shall rise first. And meet the Lord in the clouds. Meet the Lord in the cloud, and we'll all forever be together. There ain't nowhere else to go but go with Jesus. He'll take us to wherever it is. A lot of people got a lot of theories. I don't know. I ain't been there. I can't say. But when we all meet on a cloud of glory with Jesus, then He will take over. And He will take us to wherever it is. And I believe our loved ones will be there. And I believe they'll shout the praises of God when they see their loved ones coming home. And I believe there'll be a big table spread. The Last Supper of the Lamb. I will sit at that table. Whatever. I want to be there. And I want, you know what? We're responsible for certain people that is put in our way to try to get them there. If we live a bad life before them, not dedicated, don't care, what's their loss? And Jesus said, you set a bad example, and I'm sorry, I never knew you. But Lord, we went to church, and we done all these wonderful works. He said, and I will say to you, depart from me, I never knew you. What an awful place which are coming should we miss the mark. We better know that He's comforting us. One time He was angry with us, but now He comforts us. And pulling way out of water of life, living water out of the well of salvation, keeps us going, strengthening us every day. I'm going to ask Melissa to come to piano. I don't know what's in your heart. I don't know what's on your mind. But if you know you got loved ones that's lost, and if they're lost, you can't join them and get them saved. You've got to live in such a way to bring them to you. Being firm, let us stand. I don't know what and why this morning, but I wouldn't apologize for nothing, because I'm getting ready to make the crossing. Just over on another cloud. Step in on the clouds where will be Jesus. Anybody need to pray? I don't know. You know. Sure you know. And you'll make a decision. We will all. Well, preacher, I ain't got time today. Maybe tomorrow. I don't know your style of life. I don't even care. What I care about is giving you the word and giving you the opportunity. How about you? You believe I preached you the truth this morning? Would you fellowship with me?